have not received their shipment of the Rodecaster Duo, so they haven't been able to ship them out. But I did get an estimated delivery date of May 26th. And I got an email from them, was it yesterday or the day before, saying that they expect their allotment of the Rodecaster Duos into their warehouse on July 19th, which would be tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow I'll get a shipment date. We shall see. Now, moving along, I only have a couple more minutes left. I wanted to tell you that tomorrow, the 19th of August, or August, it's May. Duh. Whatever. Downtown, Big Fatty's been talking about me being downtown this week, and I was on his opening again today. He's been playing a lot of my stuff on his opening. But anyway, going back to what I was talking about. Tomorrow, the 19th of August.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I was on his opening again today.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4016. Oh, the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 27th. Of June 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and I've got an Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty! Hello, Outbackers! Big Fatty! Hi, everyone! I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Outbackers today, because y'all, today, the 27th, y'all, it's a national Onion Day. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, the Outback. You know, that's where Scotty lives. R.T. Cruiser and Straight Bob. They're all that down there in the future in the Outback. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the Outback Bobby, Big Fatty, I hear Outback Bobby is having a movie. No, that's a different Barbie. The Outback place to eat here in town, y'all, it's a free bloomin' onion. Free bloomin' onion on the 27th with the purchase of any entree. And that's to go or in eat in. Big Fatty, are you getting paid for this? No, but if somebody wants to send me a bloomin' onion, y'all, I love a bloomin' onion. Big Fatty, and you'll have indigestion the rest of the night. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today, the 27th of June, National Onion Day. Y'all, we also have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person I've never met. Y'all, I've seen the videos of him. Big Fatty, you think you can wake up for the little show? Well, I'm going to try. I'm just up from a nipple nap. Y'all, he's just as cute as he can be, and he's got the blonde curls, and y'all, he is the eldest son of my Northeast straight yeti. Y'all, I am talking about none other than little Logan. Big Fatty, we love little Logan. It's true. Big Fatty, how do you think your Northeast straight daddy explains to little Logan who the hell we are? Well, that's his problem. I don't think little Logan, y'all, he's got to be 4 or 5 years old now. anyway, y'all, I hope he's not on the Twitty or the Mast or the Woolly Mammoth or Big Fatty. He's probably on the Fisher Price. It's true. So y'all, if you see little Logan on the Fisher Price or his daddy on the 20 or the Meta Space or even the Woolly Mammoth, or y'all could be on Christian Mingle, I don't know. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope little Logan shares his cake with his little brother Evan. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fat out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty the Pooh music, and it, Big Fatty, that yes, that music does remind me about a nip story.
Shenanigans, have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's little show that the nip had a doctor's appointment on Monday. Y'all, I'm recording this prior to finding out the results of that. But, you know, the nip sometimes gets his words confused and all. And, y'all, he was telling me, I don't remember when it was, sometime over the weekend, that he was going to tell the doctor, he's had his head scanned and he's had his chest scanned, so he was wanting to get his throat scanned because, you know, he's been having a sore throat and, you know, just feeling poorly. So y'all, knowing all of that, he was trying to say he was going to get his esophagus get the doctor to order a scan of his esophagus, and y'all, he says, I'm gonna get that doctor to examine my scrotum throat. And speaking of tea bags, one moment, please. And, y'all, today I'm just having the Meyer lemon, and y'all, it's perfect. Just perfect, I tell you. Should have played the music again. But, so we're waiting to hear the outcome of the scrotum throat request. And, y'all, he was afraid that he's going to say the same words to his doctor, which his doctor would find quite normal for him. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine. I watched the weekend news, and then I was watching, y'all, that turned on the USFL, the USFL, y'all. It's it's kind of like the junior varsity NFL, and y'all, but the rules are a little bit different, and y'all, it's kind of fun to watch, and y'all, some of the players are hot. They're just hot, and sort of a more of a blue collar feel to the game. And y'all, while I was watching the game, y'all, all of a sudden, y'all, it's my neighbor, former coal miner. He comes over every once in a while. And so he says, "What are you doing, Big Freddy?" I said, "I'm just sitting here watching the TV machine." I said, "Would you like to stop by?" He says, "Yes." So y'all, he came over. I guess it was probably, probably 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. And y'all, he stayed to about 10 o'clock. We just chitter-chatted and... there's nothing nefarious there. Oh, Big Fatty, you just disappointed all straight Bob and me, Fatty. Why did I say that? Well, you said that, and I'll explain why you said that in a minute. But anyway, y'all headed to bed. You know, if he didn't leave till 10 o'clock, you know, I was a little late crawling into the chamber. But y'all slept like a baby and woke up about y'all, it was overcast on Monday, so I didn't wake up till about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I got up, had my brofkas, did my puzzles, read the paper, had my coffee, visited with Miss Gail King, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, when it gets this hot and humid in the summertime, y'all, I break the nipple walks up. So what I do on the first part is I leave the villa and I go around the streets of Fat Acres, and I don't quite finish the inner loop. But then I come back to the villa and I cool down and I drink water. And today I got out and watered my plants and everything because it's been so hot. And you know, like I said, drank some water and just piddled around on the cellular telephonic device. And about a little bit after 10 a.m. in the morning, I headed back out on part two of the morning nipple walk, which finished up the inner loop and got me up around the big circle and back to the villa, at which point I had fixed me a little something to eat. And y'all, I sat down and watched the final showing of The Price is Right film from the Bob Barker Studio at Television City. Big Fatty, I believe there's a proper way to introduce where that program was filmed. Oh, there is? Yes, Big Fatty.
From Television City in Hollywood.
And y'all, the next time we hear that, it's going to be from the Glendale Studios in Glendale, or I don't know what it's going to be, but y'all, it was they had all the models on for the final show and everything, and it didn't really do anything special. It's Studio 33. It's where the Carol Burnett show was filmed. And there were several others also. I think he said Jack Benny's show was filmed there. And I don't remember what else it was filmed on that soundstage, but I'm sure somebody will tell me. But anyway, y'all, watched The Price is Right. And then I got myself a share. And then y'all got out and laid myself down and got me a little nip-a-nap. And y'all, here I am drinking my hot tea. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, no, one other thing. Y'all, it appears that the transaction to purchase the Bitcoin has been delayed. So anyway, but I think it's going to happen. But Miss Bacon says I'm going to have to register with the Securities and Exchange Commission and be fingerprinted or something. I don't know what she's saying. But anyway, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us via e-letter from Straight Bob. You know, he's my number one international straight boyfriend. He says, first of all, your muscly gentleman caller is a machine. Yes, he is. I actually came across the Mystery Date commercial on the YouTubes not long ago. And my question is this. What percentage of dates on The Grin Doctor would have been dreams, and how many would have been duds? XO, your number one international straight boyfriend. Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. And it's the question that all my straight boyfriends want to know. Yes, Big Fatty. A dream and a dud. Well, I would have to say that there's a dream and a dud with every gentleman caller encounter. I'm usually the dud compared to them, but y'all, they keep coming back because they think I'm a dream. But y'all, there have been some frogs to kiss, that's for sure. Big Fatty, I didn't know you kissed frogs. Is that the what? No, never. But Straight Bob, I would say it's 95%+ dreams. Yes, Big Fatty. I guess, y'all, I just want to take a minute here at the very end of the little show. Y'all, my dear friends, Captain D from Tennessee and Alan in the Uck, y'all, they're getting married. Y'all, they're old as fuck. But especially Captain D from Tennessee. But I can say that because I'm older. But y'all, they're getting married on fall right. And y'all, they're getting married over in Ipswich, over there in the Uck. And y'all, then they're jetting off. They're jetting off for their honeymoon. And y'all, they'll be spending the honeymoon and Captain D's a celebration of exiting the birth canal over in Marrakesh. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. And, of course, y'all, that was the lads. Take that from Manchester singing to them there. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I got an e-letter from my optometrist. And they say, Big Fatty, it's time to get your ass in here. Big Fatty, why would the optometrist want to see your ass? No, they wanted me to get in there for an eye exam. Oh, okay. So, y'all, Tuesday, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Oh, thank goodness, Big Fatty, it wasn't 2:30. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. And Archer, Phil, full show today. What do you think was everybody's favorite part of today?
And I was on his opening again today.
Oh yeah, I can hear the thrill and excitement coming in loud and clear.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.